Ocean FM.
The gardening slot on Northwest Today, thanks to Feeney's Garden Centre, Glen Carr, offering the most useful lawn care tips. Feeney's proudly behind all frontline workers.
Liam Feeney joins us again. Liam, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Lots and lots of questions coming in before we even start this morning, as much as I suppose is indicative of the time of year we're in. Hard to believe that June comes to an end this year, but lots and lots to be done at this stage in the garden, Liam.
Well, Niall, it's vital that you stay with it, all right? We're looking at a wet spell. Things are going to change at some point. It'll be very unusual if you don't get a little spell of dry weather. I mean, it always comes. We can't say when it is coming or anything like that. But most important, keep very wide awake for blight on potatoes. If you get your opportunity, get out and use your potato blight spray, whatever spray you're deciding to use. Keep an eye on it, because it's going to get warm, it's going to get clammy, and it's going to get very, very blighty. Similarly, on your roses, you have to take the same approach. If you get a break, and you know it's a good break, maybe 2 hours, 3 hours, to get black spot spray out. We use blight spray for everything, for black spot and potato blight. So that is two things you need to keep a tight eye on. Similarly, Niall, we talked last week, once window boxes are hanging baskets, get that canopy of growth over them. They are inclined to throw the water off. They do throw the water off. There's no question or doubt about it. So you need to keep an eye on the watering of those hanging baskets, window boxes, containers. Look at if they need a feed. It's time to give them a feed now. Whatever feed you're using, Booster or Miracle Grow or whatever, but it's very important now, because they will be needed later on in July. They're the most important jobs that you need to keep on top of. Definitely on your lawn, you might need to start feeding your lawn again. Maybe the feed that you had used on it, it's probably 3 months now since it was applied. It's time to reapply the feed on your lawn. If you're keeping a pristine lawn, it's definitely time to use it. If your lawn is a little more naturalistic, it's something you need to keep an eye on, as you do with your moss. You need to keep an eye on both of them in your lawn. Now, I suppose, Niall, in fairness, what I wanted to talk about, and I'll do it this week and next week, is plants that are essential in every garden.
The brilliant plants, I think you're calling them.
Yeah. I think they're essential in every garden. These are the plants that every garden must have. In my estimation, you definitely need to look at your roses. We all talk about care of roses, and maybe I focus too much on the care of a pristine rose. But remember, there are a lot of shrub roses, and they're in full bloom now, that don't need the exact same care. You don't need to go out with your black spot spray. They're more or less immune. Ask your garden centre, what is the requirements of this rose? They are essential in the garden, Niall. I mean, if you want something that's absolutely no maintenance or low maintenance, use your carpet roses. There are an awful lot of old shrub roses there, moss roses, and if you drive through Manor Hamilton, as I did yesterday, they're in full bloom. They'd actually lift your heart. The other plant that you need to have in your garden, I think, is you need to have your hydrangeas and you need to have your rhododendrons. Both of those plants need to be in the garden. I don't mind whether it's a dwarf rhododendron, dwarf azalea, they're all the same actually, but rhododendron or azalea, decide whether you want a high impact one or a nice dwarf one that comes back every year. They're evergreen and they're very, very important early on in the year. There are so many other filler plants that we can talk about, but on your hydrangeas, I mean, they're starting to flower now, and they'll be in flower in the first days of September, if not well into September. So they're three essential plants for your garden. Then you can look at what you're going using as fillers. The fillers may be equally as good, Niall, but I pick those three as absolutely essential. So look at what fillers you want in your garden. Look at where the eyesore is. It might be bins that you want to camouflage. Look through all of your windows, your front door, your back door. Decide where you need to be looking at foliage rather than looking at a bin or a garden shed or an eyesore of any description. It might even be a fence. So, and talk to the garden centre. Take photographs. Talk to your garden centre about it. I mean, there is a solution for every one of those problems. That is the truth of it.
Yeah. Right, okay, there you go. Roses, hydrangeas and rhododendrons, the essential and brilliant plants. And we might come back to some more of them, as you say, Liam, next week. Right, okay, let's get to some of the questions. My lupins were broken with... Lots of questions this week about wind damage and rain damage. My lupins were broken with the wind. If I cut them back, will they grow up again this year? This person wants
to know. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, Niall. Yeah, the wind has affected a lot of plants. It might even have broken stems on your roses or whatever, but take your lupin for argument's sake. Go back down to within 3 inches of the base and just nip it across. It will bloom again once you see green foliage coming. They don't need a lot of feeding, so don't turn around and go out and try to feed your lupin. They take enough from the soil and they produce their own nitrogen anyways. But the question there is, will it come back? Yes, it will come back, but get moving on it.
Can you ask Liam, please, what do I have to do if I have yellow and brown spots in my potatoes? I had them sprayed well for blight with Ditane. So what should I do from here on in?
Yeah, well, I tell you, first of all, it's unlikely. I'd say that's potato scab. It's almost like a worn wart on your hand. And it's not... It's unsightly, no doubt about it, but remember, you're eating one of the potatoes that you grew yourself. So when your wife is washing the potatoes, just get her to use a scrubber and be a little harder on the potato. It's not going to affect the eating quality of the potato.
Right, okay. Question on bedding dahlias. Liam, I'm wondering if I leave my bedding dahlias in the ground, will they ever make bigger dahlias, if that makes sense? No.
Yeah, I do, yeah, no. The bedding dahlia is a small dahlia, right? The border dahlias are going to be much more, if you want to say they're going to make 18 inches. Some of them even go up to 3 foot. But your bedding dahlia will not make an ordinary dahlia. It'll always stay small, even if you leave it in the ground. Last year, actually, was a bad year. Last winter, I should say, was a bad winter to leave dahlias in the ground. For the one simple reason, there was a lot of rain, cold weather, blah, blah, blah. And it just affected a lot of dahlias. So it's still no harm to lift them. If you're lifting your dahlias, make sure to go into a damp rather than wet sand compost mix, and they will be perfect overwintered in that type of an environment, in the back of a garden shed, in your polytunnel or whatever. But the bedding dahlia will always be a bedding dahlia.
Right, something you've referred to a number of months ago, getting rid of ivy, but this person has a particular problem. It's all over the front of their house. It's gone completely wild. What's the best way to get rid of ivy when it's at that stage, Liam?
At that stage, Niall, it's simple. Get down and roll up your sleeves. Cut it at the bottom. There are aerial roots. Its aerial roots hold that ivy to the paintwork and plasterwork or whatever. But cut it. You won't damage the wall. You can either cut it with a saw, if you're lucky enough to possess a battery-powered grinder or whatever, but cut them down low. Now, I'd say that listener in the long term is going to have to put a chemical in the root of the ivy afterwards to poison it climbing. It's not a wise idea because it'll push the gutters off the wall. It'll actually go in under tiles. So you need to stop it. And there's only one real way. There is no chemical, Niall, that I know of that's really good. There are chemicals there that can be used. But at the end of the day, you're going to have to go back down to option number one, which is put it at the bottom, poison from there down, and allow the top to wither and then remove it manually.
Right, okay, this person is growing basil, but something is eating it from the top down. What could it be and how do I deal with that? would you know?
I'd say, well, Basel is a warm, I'd say that's either in a polytunnel or on a windowsill. Either ways, the chances are they are aphids, I should say. They're aphids that would be taking their share of the basil. So it's okay to use some of the organic bug clear preparations, providing you know that it's going to be on there for 4 days and you're going to wash your basil before you use it. And there are plenty of bug clear solutions out there, organic or otherwise.
Right, okay. A spider plant, caller bought a spider plant, not doing any good at all. Tried it in dark and bright conditions, still no joy. What would Liam recommend I do with the spider plant?
There are two things, Niall. Something just came to mind there as well. I'll come back to it in a second. Yeah. With your spider plant, I mean, they're absolutely brilliant. They don't like being overwatered. So, and at the same time, they like a nice sandy cum bark mulch cum soil mix, compost mix, whatever, which is quite open. So your spider plant will do. It's not a hard plant to grow. It's probably one of the easiest house plants that you will grow. I'm not the best man on house plants, but I know that your spider plant, you won't kill it for a start, and it will grow. Take a look and see, are you overwatering it? Because it won't thrive if you're overwatering it. Now, somebody asked about a parrot plant last week.
They did, yeah.
Now, that actually is the simplest way to put it. That's of the orchid family. This is the simplest way to put it. It's not actually an orchid, but it's of the same growth means and otherwise. So if you want a parrot plant, go to your local florist and they'll put in an order. They get deliveries pretty regularly. They'll get you your parrot plant. It's an interior plant and same thing applies as the spider plant. Don't overwater.
Right, okay. And two questions on cutting grass, which is proving very difficult at the moment. First of all, Liam's advice on cutting grass in the rain. Their lawnmower keeps getting blocked. Should I wait until it dries up, if it ever dries up? And the second question is, could you ask Liam his views on whether we should leave cut grass on the lawn after it's cut? Is it a good mulch or not, I suppose they're asking.
Well,
so, yeah, go ahead.
The first thing I would say to you, Niall, is if, for argument's sake, you're going out trying to cut grass and it's been absolutely mashed coming out the back of the lawnmower, either into a box or otherwise, the grass is too wet. Leave it alone. We will get our opportunity to cut grass. And I mean, this is why it's always important to keep an eye on the forecast. The opportunity will arise. Even if you only get a half opportunity, take it. It will arise. Cut your grass relatively dry. Cut it high. Keep moving the lawnmower blades up because there's no point in being down under a lawnmower trying to scrape the kind of mash that it creates. The best thing to do is leave it alone. Now, the next question you asked there is in relation to leaving grass clippings on lawns.
Yeah. Advisable or not?
There are some, if you want to call it, mulcher mowers out there that are specially for that purpose. I wouldn't recommend it with an ordinary mower. And I you'd see some lawns where, for argument's sake, they just got tired carrying boxes of grass off it. The grass clippings will do the lawn no harm. It's the quantity of grass clippings. So you can either look at a robot or you can look at a mulcher mower, but be very careful of going out with an ordinary mower and dropping grass behind you because, first of all, it looks unsightly.
Yeah. Could you ask Liam, please, about a magnolia plant that I have? I've had it for 3 years, very slow growth and very few leaves on it this year. Is there something I could do to help it progress and help its leaves develop, Liam?
Well, look at all the reasons why it's like that because your magnolia should be in full leaf now. So just double check, is the soil real heavy around it or is there a hunger issue with the soil? Take a look at those two problems. Magnolia is a very hardy plant and it's probably Susan or Sulangiana for argument's sake. They're actually quite easy to grow. It could do with a feeding, but definitely don't plant it in a really wet place. It won't grow at all. Move it.
A couple of questions before we finish, Liam. I have a rhubarb plant, or I'm growing rhubarb. The leaves, however, are covered in holes. I have used pellets, but they haven't worked.
Because there are holes in the leaves, it just shows you butterflies or whatever are active. It's not going to affect the stalk because it's not the leaves you eat, it's the stalk. Now, remember, you're into the first day of July. Ideally, you should be leaving your rhubarb from now on because it has a certain poison in the stem of it. And the other thing is, it needs to regenerate itself. It needs to bring energy to the crown to last over the winter. The fact that there's holes in the leaves, there's no point in me giving you a solution for it because it's not going to affect the rhubarb one way or another.
Right, okay. And we'll finish with two questions on certain types of plants, their availability, where to get them. Can you buy Lily of the Valley to plant in a pot or in the garden? Liam.
Well, you definitely can buy it for either, and we have it, Lily of the Valley. Not a lot of them, but we have them.
And somebody else finally wants to know, do you know, Liam, where I might get Venus flytrap plants anywhere?
Oh, I know where that question is coming from. It's something that you're going to get in a florist because it is a house plant. And in fairness, that man, many moons ago, I worked with him and knew him quite well. So it's a florist. He needs to go to a florist and they can order it for him.
All right, okay. Well, I love your optimism about the weather turning in due course. We have to have that warm spell, Liam, you think, very soon.
It will come, Niall. There's no doubt about it, it'll come.